Dharma and Drama. We hear so often about Dharma, a word that is common to the Hindu, Buddhist, Sikh, Jain traditions. As it turns out, there is no single word that always serves as a translation for Dharma into Western languages. In Hinduism, it signifies the principle of cosmic order. In Buddhism, it refers to the teachings of the Buddha, or more simply, to truth or the way of things, how it is. All of what we know as life is seen to be the teaching of Dharma. Dharma becomes drama when there appears a me to whom everything is happening. This me appears in the form of our story, which in turn arises from our interpretation of and identification with historical events. It's the creation of a me that engenders suffering. Anam Thubten, a Tibetan master, has written a book, No Self, No Problem. The mind, read here ego, is always looking for a way to shore up a stronger sense of self. This sense of self, of who I am, can arise from something that happened to me. It can arise from a talent or a personal characteristic, a role I take in life, such as teacher or parent, or it can even arise from something I did, such as guilt from a theft or pride from an accomplishment. The drama, and thus the strong sense of me, can manifest in either positive or negative form. Thus, it can take the form of thinking that I'm all that, and so I'm entitled to some special treatment. This is called inflation. Or it can take the form of the victim of life circumstances, where the drama implies that I am to be pitied. This is called deflation. Both, however, are forms of selfing, as both pose a self that can be differentiated from others according to some characteristics. Both inflation and deflation imply that the person is to be regarded in a particular way and responded to as such. Thus, both feed and solidify the sense of a separate, autonomous, unchanging self. We are so conditioned to this view that it is hard to see it as simply a view. Everyone's personal situation is unsatisfactory or problematic. If you think yours is not, just wait a while. In Pali, this is known as dukkha, usually translated as suffering, but more commonly, in our lives, simply unsatisfactoriness. The word dukkha actually in Pali means a wheel out of round and refers to the experience of going through life with a bumpy ride. We get seduced by the mind into thinking that we are our situation, our dilemma. That's who I think I am. I create a story about the meaning of events and a me to whom all is happening. So we carry around our painful or privileged past, our pleasant or unpleasant present, and our scary or promising future, as if they define who we are. Thank goodness they do not. As a consequence of this basic misidentification, we may carry a view of ourselves as a person of extraordinary talent and intelligence, making us seem special. Or we may see ourselves as a person who has been wronged by others or by life, making us seem special in that way. What happened to me? How they treated me? What I didn't get? While we have all experienced pain and we all have certain abilities, these are not who we are. Viewing our characteristics, our history, and our self-image as who we are is inaccurate. It is the result of the mind's habitual stream of thought. There is an inevitable consequence when we identify with our problematic life situation, our dilemma. That consequence is enduring happiness seems always to lurk just around the next corner, when life will be more to our liking. The next meal, the next new car, the next relationship. We carry this habitual error around, convincing ourselves that this is why I can't be happy now. We have a painful story, or maybe a grandiose story, the story of me. We feed the story by continuing to think about it. Such thoughts are slippery and seductive. They become habitual and are unquestioned. Eckhart Tolle offers a real gift when he reminds us, to build an identity on the basis of past pain is a dreadful limitation. We could as easily say, to build an identity on the basis of past accomplishment is a dreadful limitation. And to live out our lives from such a mistaken point of view becomes the drama. Now, you may recall that one of the three characteristics of life, according to Buddhist teaching, is that of the non-self. This does not imply that we don't exist. Rather, it points to us as arising from multiple causes and conditions, as very much interdependent. Buddhist teaching is that we are processes, constantly changing expressions of life that, far from being separate, carry one essence. We are not only impermanent, we are also inseparable. Thus, in regard to our move from Dharma to drama, the Buddha in 2016 could well simply be saying, get over yourself. Liberation comes with seeing that those events are only things that happened, usually either through your own unconsciousness or the unconsciousness of another. Your past is not who you are. Who you are was never touched by problematic situations or circumstances. Rather, our problematic situation, our life dilemma, is a view that we have created over time by the power of the mind. The gift of meditation practice is that as the practice deepens, we can see the mind stream actually producing these thoughts. We can watch as each selfing thought arises unbidden, stays for a bit, longer if indulged or embroidered by the mind, and then passes away. When we see the origin of such images, it becomes clear that they are not me. This insight is the priceless gift of a silent retreat. We have seen the world as if it is solid. Not so. No form lasts that long. Even as we look, it is changing. We are changing. It begins, it's there, then it's gone. The way to freedom is through attention to what is happening now, without stories about it, without commentary, without judgment. Exactly the instructions in the practice of Vipassana meditation. So it behooves us to examine, who would I be without my story? Let's explore this just a bit now, if you will. Close your eyes for a few minutes. If you're concerned about losing your story-based sense of self, don't worry. If you choose, you can pick it up on your way out this morning. With the eyes closed, Choose three words to describe yourself that most nearly catch the essence of you. These can be characteristics that you see as positive, beautiful, or some that you see as negative, just so they feel true. When you have your three characteristics, your three words, then put them into a sentence. I am blank, blank, and blank. I am this, this, and this. Now imagine that you have a magic eraser. Erase the third word. Who are you now? Erase the second word. Who or what is here now? Erase the first word. Now with your magic eraser, erase the word am. Finally, erase the word I. Who are you now? Has anything been lost? Has anything been gained? Who is here? And how much story do you want to carry around? Some wisdom from several masters. First, Kali Rinpoche, Tibetan. We live in illusion and the appearance of things. There is a reality. We are that reality. When you understand this, you see that you are nothing. And being nothing, you are everything. That is all. The words of Jack Kornfield. The true path to liberation is to let go of everything, even the states and fruits of practice themselves, and to open to that which is beyond all identity. And finally, Nisargadatta, who says, empty yourself completely. Give up all ideas about yourself and simply be. Stop making use of your mind and see what happens. Do this one thing thoroughly. That is all.